listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Okay, before you go any further, we can't find Mr. Bigfoot.
Ah, please.
Searching for Mr. Bigfoot.
Mr. Bigfoot. Who do you think you are, Mr. Bigfoot?
Ooh.
I guess you're a big TV star. You don't come on our show on time and be there when you should.
You know what? Just found him. There he is, Mr. Bigfoot. We were singing your theme song.
We were singing.
That's fine. I didn't know I had one, but that's nice.
Well, you do now.
And it's unfortunate.
Brian, let me finish my intro so people know who you are. Accept, counter offer, or decline. Using best offer can make or break your sale. And here now to tell us how to make best offer work for you is Brian Goodman. He's the smarter half, of Thrifting with the Boys. He's co-star of Spike TV's Thrift Hunters. And he's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Bigfoot.
Yeah, by the way, Brian, some people, you know, when your buddy comes on here, for some reason, eBetsy always puts in the sexy half. And when you come on, you're the smarter half, but I got news for you. Mm-hmm. We voted, we women. You are the sexy half. And the smarter half.
Yeah,
but definitely have a sex appeal.
Does it? All does right. Bigfoot
well,
have anything
must
to
be crawling into a hole right now? When you say that.
Does the word Bigfoot have anything to do with that with the ladies, I wonder?
Probably.
I mean, what they say. Brian, why should sellers utilize best offer more?
One of the reasons is it gives you an opportunity to negotiate a bit on product. And I think a lot of sellers are just fearful about negotiations with customers. But the thing that a seller has to remember is they still have control of the sale. Just because somebody makes you an offer doesn't mean you have to accept it.
That's true.
Do you get insulted by lowball offers?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things about being on TV is that my listings have a very high visibility now because people see an item on the show and they go look it up and all of a sudden they realize that I'm the guy on that show. And the same happens with Jason. And because of that, I think I've seen an increase of frivolous offers, but not enough to annoy me. I'm never insulted when somebody makes me, a dollar offer on a $100 item. I have to admire them for trying to buy the item better than I bought it for.
Yeah, it makes sense. We talk to sellers all the time who said, and then.
Do you know what that SOB said?
They offered me $20 on a $50
who
item.
Who do they think they are?
They're the
buyer. They're the customer. That's who they are.
I know. I ran into somebody at an ephemera show, and I didn't know him, but we started talking, and I mentioned how I sell on eBay, and he says, oh, I can't do that. I was getting all these ridiculous low offers. I'm like, well, you know, all you have to do is counter. And that's another thing is you don't even have to respond. There's no responsibility for a seller to even decline or respond to an offer of any type. If they are insulted by it, just don't even respond. It doesn't mean anything. But there are a lot of good tactics you can use to convert some of these frivolous offers into buyers.
And you always counteroffer, right?
You know, not always. There's a couple of reasons why. You want to counteroffer whenever possible, whenever it makes sense, for a couple of reasons. Number one, if possible, you want to give the buyer the feeling that they're working a little bit to get what they want. And if you cave in too early and give them the amount they asked for on the first go-around, they sometimes have this feeling, gee, I could have got it for less. I should have offered $10 instead of $20.
Yeah.
So if even if you just counter a little bit, that can sometimes work. But of course, a good reason not to counter, let's say it's an item you've had for a long time and you haven't had any action on it, and somebody makes you what's a reasonable offer, then take it and move on. I mean, it's...
So it's not exactly when I go into negotiations, not on eBay, but business negotiations, I always know what I'm willing to walk out with and what I'm not willing to walk out with. So what you're saying is if it's been on the shelf for a while and there it is, you're willing, you may not have a set price in mind.
Right, and you may not want to you may not want to lose that opportunity. This also works in trying to educate the buyer. I mean, that may be too strong of a word, but a lot of times buyers don't have a reality of the value of something. And you can take some time and say, hey, you know, I just looked on eBay in the last couple of weeks. You know, this item sold for around an average of $25 each time, mm-hmm. and you're offering $6 for it. I don't think that's quite in the market range.
We have breaking news.
Yes.
Brian, breaking news. Ebetsy wants you to know that when your partner comes on, he's the one who writes the sexy half. It's self-proclaimed sexiness.
Why am I not surprised?
So, when you say yes, but really mean no thank you?
That's one of my favorite tactics.
Yeah, because no means no. No means no.
With seasonal merchandise, for example, we're sort of at the beginning stages, the early stages of, let's say, the baseball season now. And you've got a great jersey up there for a hot player, and they make you let's say you've got it for $100, and they make you a $50 offer on it. But you know that you can easily get 80 or more for it. You can decline the offer or counter the offer with, let's say, $80. But in the notes, you can put, absolutely, I'll be happy to take $50 for this shirt if it's still available at the end of the season in October.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you're showing the buyer that you are willing to work with them, but that you're also telling them they're not being reasonable by trying to get it at a high peak season.
Yeah.
So and that works well at holiday times or any type of item that has peaks and valleys, so to speak.
What do you find that's different about online offers? Besides, that's one thing. I mean, that's something you can do with eBay's service. But what's different, other different things about online offers compared to the normal way we would negotiate face-to-face?
Well, I was in the automobile business for many years, and that's all about negotiations. When you walk away from a customer who's making an offer on a car, and you glance back, and it's, let's say, a husband and wife or a couple of some sort, and they happen to be looking at each other with googly eyes and kissing each other, you know that car is being sold no matter what. So you have some visual signs that you have something there.
Yeah.
When you're online, you can't look into somebody's office or home and see what they're really, what their body gestures are.
Exactly.
Or, what they're really thinking.
Somebody'll come up with an app for that soon.
Pardon?
Somebody will come up with an app for that soon.
Yes, they will.
Let's hope not.
But so that's why you want to carefully choose your words when you write back to a potential buyer. You may want to, rough them up a little bit, but not so much that they run away when you're talking to them, when you want to give them a dose of reality about what something is really worth.
Good point.
We are really looking forward to seeing you and Jason in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
Oh, we are very much excited about it. In fact, I'm meeting Jason today again. We're talking about it and some other things, but it's just really incredible. It's hard to believe that it's coming up again.
I know. We've got you guys in the same place as last year. And then next to you, I think, is Cliff Enico and John Lawson. Again, this year, we're calling it the Bad Boy Corner.
Well, we intend to live up to our reputation.
I hope so.
Oh, brother.
We're going to have a lot of fun. And, of course, Jason And Brian always show up with racks, racks of things.
Well, that was going to be my question. Are you going to do something new and different this time?
No. Bring the racks.
Well, bring the racks. But
we may bring the racks, but we are doing something different.
Good.
I don't think we have a rack involved in the presentation. We've already worked out the presentation.
I don't know. Jason's been getting a rack there, so.
And just to remind everybody, our presentation is about thrifting it, researching it, and selling it. It's geared toward, trying to figure out. Well, you're buying something now. What do you do? and we give some good examples and some good hints and so forth.
Well, I can tell you.
And certainly, Lee, if you don't drag us off at the end of the presentation because we're the last ones, we'll be happy to stay around and answer questions about. Selling or the Thrift Hunters TV show, what have you.
Okay, but we have to stop the music and stop everything. You understand.
That's all right.
As long as there's nobody behind you, we're cool. Okay? Really.
That's fine. We're used to it. I mean, we tend to have a lot of information that we'd like to share, and certainly this will be the first time doing the eBay radio party that we'll have the show underneath where, last year we were there. We'd already filmed the show, but we couldn't say anything.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So we were very hush-hush about it. But at least this year we can talk about the show, and I'm sure people have some questions about it.
Yeah, because it's a fascinating show.
And you can learn stuff.
If you don't know, Brian Goodman is co-star of Spike TV's Thrift Hunters.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, promoting your business on and offline. Next on eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.